and welcome to Big Yay Energy. I'm Caitlin.
And I'm Theora.
Come along with us while we dive into the fun and nuances of queer media. Representation matters.
And we're here to talk about it.
Cheers, queers. We are back with another super fun interview. Today, we are talking to the fabulous Frankie Rodriguez. You may know him as Carlos from the Disney Plus show High School Musical, the musical of the series. Welcome to the podcast, Frankie.
Hello.
We are so excited that you're here.
Yes.
Be here.
Now, we know it's been a bit since the High School Musical show has wrapped, but how does it feel when you kind of like look back on your experience as being a part of that show?
Yeah, I mean, great. I mean, I feel really very proud of what we did. Very happy with how it wrapped up and how it ended, and also just very thankful knowing that halfway through we found out that we were going to be wrapping everything up. So it was like nice to be able to take everything in. Sometimes you don't always get that opportunity. So it was nice to be able to just kind of, you know, like appreciate the moment.
It's really good that there wasn't like any big surprise afterwards. Like, oh no, you're not coming back.
Yeah, that would have been unfortunate. So I'm happy everything worked out the way it did. And I was someone who hated my high school experience. Nothing terribly bad happened. I just did not like going to school. So this was a nice like 4 years that I was like, oh, this is fun.
That's great. Since LGBTQ plus representation has only been like recently getting incorporated more into storylines, I'm curious, did you receive like any sort of backlash from playing a gay character on Disney in the beginning of the show?
Nothing too extreme. I think maybe, honestly, like one direct DM to me that was like really like vile and nasty, but nothing like that I can remember. But anything that was nothing directed towards me, but anytime like a Disney Instagram or something posted a photo or something promoting the show, there was always the comments were just so bad. And so, you know, trying to deal with that was also just kind of very strange because you don't want to take it personally, but of course, like you're the face of whatever, like they're like against. So it's hard not to sometimes, but you know, I've learned to since not read the comments.
That seems hard in itself. Like curiosity.
Yeah. You have to kind of just like post and go, like, even if the comments are good, I'm just like, I don't even want to know if they're good or if they're bad. Like it is what it is.
That is fair.
That is absolutely fair. And at the end of the day, like it's how you feel about your work and the project you worked on.
100%.
Yeah. So as an LGBTQ plus actor, how important is it for you to portray characters like Carlos? And what impact do you hope that representation has on the audience?
You know, I just hope it has, like, it kind of normalizes the experience. I feel like growing up, everything I saw specifically catering around like the gay experience was always very like troublesome and they're bullied and, you know, their life's a mess and no one accepts them. And I'm happy that now it's kind of like transitioned to this stage where it's just, you know, everyday people living everyday lives. And I just hope we get to expand more on those stories. Obviously, there's so many different communities within this like umbrella of a community that we kind of like go by. And I think those do make for great stories and interesting stories and fresh stories. So I think I would love to, you know, be able to dive in more on, you know, just different parts of the community and have different people share their experiences.
So High School Musical, the musical, the series, I always feel the need to say like the entire thing.
You have to.
Yeah, like you have to.
Yeah.
Because if you say High School Musical, that's not the show.
That's something else.
That's the movies. But they incorporates a lot of music. Do you have a favorite musical number from the show?
Oh my gosh, I have so many. I think just because it's like the freshest season is Nightmares Come to Life, which is Halloween song that we did. Mm-hmm. And that was fun because we rarely got to do big group numbers where like everybody, you know what I mean? Like it kind of encapsulates the experience. So I would say that one is like probably one of my favorites just because it's fun to listen to. It was fun to film and it's fun to watch. So I think it like kind of checks all the boxes.
That was definitely a very good one. Like that whole episode was.
Yeah, that was fun.
Is there a particular scene from the show that I guess is most memorable to you?
I mean, truly, if I think about all of them, they are truly like memorable. It's still pretty fresh, but I think one that made the biggest impact was the homecoming scene in the first season. And I think why it left such a big impact is because it really solidified what we were gonna do with the series and what we were gonna say for me. So that was really exciting to be a part of something that felt bigger than myself. And then, having to like keep it secret for like the next year before it aired and stuff. And then the response to that episode, how everybody responded to that was just so wonderful and so sweet and nice. So that for me is like one of my favorite memories I have of the show. And it was so fun to film that day.
It looked like fun.
I love that moment. So I'm glad you brought that one up. Like, that was a moment that was impactful to me as the audience member. So I'm glad it was a good moment for you
Yeah,
as
it's
well.
sweet. I felt like it told the
It
audience, like, this is a safe space and this is
is.
what we're doing.
Yeah.
Yes, we talked a lot about it in our discussion episode.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we talked for like 7 hours about the show.
Ah, I love that.
So just a little bit. If you could go back to one day on set, not like a specific musical number or episode, but just like a moment on set, what day would that be if you have one?
Oh my gosh, what day would that be? A day on set that I could just relive. It's hard to say. I think anytime there was a big where like everybody was called and everybody was there, and then you kind of like don't want the day to end because you're having so much fun. And of course, those are the days that go by the fastest, even though you're there the longest. So I just think any of those days, because those are really the times you're really getting to know the people that you're working with, and you're like going off and having conversations, or you're go off and like, filming TikToks or something. Like it just kind of like, it's, I don't know, it's fun. It's very, there's all these different things to do.
It's like team bonding is what it sounds like. Or
Yeah.
like high school.
Yeah. High school without the high school, which is like the best.
So we mentioned we did a discussion episode about this show. And one of the things we were talking about is how we were kind of surprised and grateful that High School Musical, the musical, the series tackled like body image issues from multiple lenses, including Carlos, which I thought was really interesting. And I was just curious, what was it like for you to like bring that storyline to life?
I think it was definitely like an interesting timeline of things because you know how they always say life imitates art. Going through specifically that season three, when we were in LA, and I was just feeling very like, I don't know, like maybe like the pressures of like having to look a certain way to be on camera, or you know what I mean? And obviously all of those things are made up in your head. But it's hard to not feel the pressure when you're like looking around and you're looking at everybody and you're looking at what everybody else looks like and you're like, okay, but I don't fit into that, or I don't fit into that. So it was an interesting kind of like layer to now have to like do it on the show. And I'm so glad we did talk about it because, I think we're not really used to seeing body image issues from a male perspective, especially on camera, and especially from that age. It's not really something that's touched upon, but it's definitely something that I was always aware of and I was always looking at and thinking about when I was in high school. Like, I don't look like that. Do you know what I mean? And so I'm glad we were able to talk about it. And I hope, it resonated with people.
No, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And that's why I thought it was really interesting that we had like the female perspective of this with like Ashlyn, and then it came to Carlos because it's something everybody experiences. So it was a really great plot line. And like, thank you for portraying it so well.
No, thanks. I feel like also it's like a different beast when it's in the gay world too, because it's like,
Totally.
oh, okay, so not only like can I be judged by everybody outside, but then I can also be judged within this community of people where it's supposed to feel safe. And so it's a very like bizarre kind of thing. But I just hope that people know that that one singular experience is not the gay experience. It's just like kind of what's advertised, honestly. But yeah, all are accepted and welcomed.
Exactly.
It was so great. Very
Yeah,
much
thanks.
enjoyed it. We got a sprinkle of original High School Musical actors throughout the first three seasons, and then they said screw it and got a whole bunch for season four. What was it like getting to work with all these actors from the original movies?
That was really cool because, you know, obviously that's the biggest question everybody asks when you're talking about you're on the series, or like, are they all going to be there? Are they all? And I'm just like, I don't know. They don't tell us anything. But that was really cool to get to just kind of work with them on something that was ours, but then also like they were a part of this like franchise as a whole. And, you know, they started the whole thing, and they also were going through, they also went through a very similar experience of something you're going through right now. So it was fun to like talk to them and ask them questions, like how they dealt with certain situations or what their experience was like, because also like the social media of it all when they were around was like almost non-existent. So now you're like trying to like trickle in all these new things. But the coolest part of it all was the fact, like we got to watch them walk on set for the first time, walking back into the East High gym, and just to see like some of them like overcome with emotion and stuff. It was like, oh my gosh, like this is something that meant so much to them. And you know, it's kind of just like, I feel like it would be a very strange experience for me 15 years from now, watching somebody else do like, not do your job, but like continue on this legacy thing. But yeah, they were all so sweet, so supportive of the show, which is always so nice. And it's nice to have, you know, kind of like a stamp of approval from someone who was there and who experienced it, but then to have most of them, almost all of them there to be like, yeah, we like the show. Like that's like the best.
That's like the best stamp of approval ever.
Yeah.
It was also really smart to have them be like, okay, we'll sprinkle in a little bit in the beginning, but the show is its own. It's not the movies. And then the way that they brought everyone in was just great.
Yeah, that was fun.
So speaking of like continuing legacies, so like let's say there was a season five of High School Musical, the musical, the series. What do you think would have happened to Carlos had like the story continued?
Oh my gosh. I feel like we would obviously see them graduate. I would hope so. In like an actual graduation setting. And I don't know, maybe like the talks of like Broadway and, you know, doing the whole New York thing and all of that stuff. Very Sharpay's Fabulous Adventure, I think.
I would love to see that. Yes.
That is Carlos's spinoff.
I know. I've been trying to pitch it for years. I'm still waiting.
I mean, it's just the direction it's going in.
Yeah.
It has to happen. How has playing Carlos contributed to your growth as an actor? And what lessons did you learn from your character?
I don't think it was so much from the character. I think it was just more from the entire experience. I was always in such awe of the talent of everybody else and how amazing and great they were and how natural everybody was. So it was kind of, and this is like my first time being on like a long running series. So it was just kind of like the best schooling ever, just to see the way people, the different types of processes people were doing, or, you know, the songs they were singing or how they were dancing. And everybody has different strengths too. So everybody is like good at different things at different times. And so that was just, I felt like I grew as an actor, and I felt like I grew into like knowing what to do. Does that make sense? Like sometimes I feel like as an actor, you book things so far and few, and it's like in between, you know what I mean? So it could be months before you have your next job. And so it's almost like when you go back to work, you're like, I don't know how to do this. Like, what am I doing? So it was nice to have those 4 years to kind of learn what the day-to-day is, and then also to be around some people that were just going to be so supportive of your journey and stuff. I couldn't have asked for, you know, a better acting class, really.
You also guest starred in another show called Bunked, where your character had the first same-sex proposal on Disney. What was that experience like?
That was really fun and really cool, and something I am so happy to have been a part of. When I first was approached about it, I was like, oh, wow, like this is going to be like a big deal. Like this is going to be something very special. And then talking to the creatives and the director and the way that it was handled. So very like, what is the word? It was just hand, like very like they were so excited about it. It did kind of feel like a wedding, like you were planning for, like a real proposal. And they're like, which ring do you think he would get? Or like, which jacket do you think he would wear? And so that part of it was fun. That like for the first time felt like I was like building like a character with like the creatives and stuff. So that was really fun and really special. I'm glad I got to do that.
Oh, that's really beautiful. And it was so great. It was so much fun to watch. And I just love that there's going to be kids watching and be like, oh, this is normal. Like this,
because yeah.
Don't see it and you need to.
Yeah. Oh, thanks.
So if you could have been in like any Disney Channel show in the past, what would you want it to be?
Any Disney Channel, I think I would have to go with That's So Raven. That's So Raven was my favorite show in the entire world. And I don't know if Raven's Home is still on, but when I tell you, I have been like, anytime like a Disney representative came to the show, I was like, I would love to be on Raven's Home.
Like, oh my gosh. Like there's actually an opportunity.
I would do anything. But that would be like fulfilling like a childhood dream. And I'd be able to like, you know, wrap that up. But That's So Raven, I feel like taught me about like comedy and timing and all of that stuff, because I would watch the show and then I would rehearse over the weekend and do everything she did at school the next week. So I feel like she's like my mentor or something in a weird way.
Well, putting it out there, Disney.
Yeah, putting it out there.
I know that like, they're at least on season 6. I'm not truly sure if it's continuing.
Yeah, it's been forever. Like, I feel.
Yeah, if you can have season 6, you can have season 7. Frankie is the star.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. So like aside from working on one of the Raven shows, is there any dream project or dream role that you would like to do in the future?
Yeah, you know, it's hard to say, like, it's hard to like be so specific about the dream because different shows require different characters and all of those different things. So I just always want to be a part of something that's going to be really fun, that has some really fun people attached. And like, I'm all about like good vibes. Like if everybody's fun to work with and we're all having a great time, like that in itself is the dream. But I would just love to play, like, if we want to get like so specific, like a David Rose from Schitt's Creek. Like that seems like so fun, just to like someone so like unapologetic and kind of just like says the first thing that comes to their mind and then that gets them in trouble. So I think specifically maybe something along the lines like that. That would be so fun.
That would be so fun. We need more David Roses, honestly.
I know, right?
I mean, so.
Oh my gosh. Yes, that would be so much fun, especially to watch you in.
Oh, thanks.
That's all we have for like the regular questions, but we do have a small would you rather section.
Okay.
All right. So our first one is, would you rather perform in a Broadway musical or take on a challenging dramatic film role?
Just because I've seen so many Broadway shows recently, I'm going to go with Broadway show.
All right. Number two, would you rather, never be able to sing or never be able to take another selfie?
Oh, never. I would never take another selfie. Yeah.
Good answer.
Would you rather have the ability to speak and understand every language or be a master of playing any musical instrument?
Ooh, I think speak all of the languages. That would be so cool.
Right. And also like very adaptable. You could go anywhere.
Yeah, I would be international at that point.
All right. This is our question we ask everybody. So, okay. All right. Would you rather get the sex talk from Miss Jen or Corbin Blue?
Oh my God. I have to, for the sake of pure awkwardness, I would have to go with Corbin Blue. Like, I don't want to talk about that with Miss Jen.
And I should clarify, Corbin Blue in the show.
In the show, yeah.
We're not like talking about real people.
Yeah.
Okay, now here's a really weird one. There's always at least one. I mean, besides the last one that we just asked. Anyway, if Carlos had a quirky sidekick, would you rather be a talking cactus or a mischievous squirrel with a penchant for stealing school supplies?
I'm going to go with the cactus. I don't want to mess with the squirrel. I don't want to work with the squirrel on a daily basis.
It's like the hamster in that one episode was another.
Yeah, no thank you.
All right, last one. Would you rather be in a season of The Real Housewives or perform on stage with Beyonce?
I'm going to go perform with Beyonce. Like, as fun, as much as I love watching The Real Housewives, I don't know if I would enjoy the experience of actually being in the middle of everything. And of course, like, one chance with Beyonce, I'm going to take it.
That's a really good answer. Because, I mean, yeah, you're right. Like, The Real Housewives would be fun, but, like, I feel like the trauma is real. So
yeah, it'd be fun for, like, a day, but I don't want to do, like, a whole episode arc. Like, that, like, sounds stressful.
You already got a taste of kind of being in it with The Real Campers of Shallow Lake.
Yeah, so. No,
thank you. Beyonce it is. We can't wait to see it. All right. Frankie, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us and get to know you better. Before we sign out, do you have any final words for our listeners at home?
Fine, like words of like...
wisdom, gratitude, wisdom. Whatever you want.
Gratitude. I'll do both. Thank you. Thank you for following my journey and allowing me to hopefully bring you joy and words of wisdom. Be yourself.
Hey, that's good advice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, seriously, thank you again. We really appreciate it. If for some reason you're listening to this and you haven't watched High School Musical, the musical, the series, please go do that so you can see Frankie bring Carlos to life and follow Frankie on social media. Until next time, everybody, hydrate for lesbian Jesus
and gay it up all over the place.
Bye.
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 And with that, we've been Big Gay Energy. If you like this episode, check out all our other episodes on whatever you're using to listen right now. If you're listening on Apple, we'd really appreciate it if you left us a review, no matter how brief. It helps us get into Apple's algorithm to reach a wider audience.
Please feel free to reach out to us. We would love to hear from you about everything and anything. You can find us on all the social medias at Big Gay Energy Pod, or email us at biggayenergypod@gmail.com. If you'd like to make friends with other queer media loving people, reach out to us to join our Discord server.
If you'd like to support us, check out our merch store or join our Patreon for early access to episodes, exclusive content, and so much more. Until next time, stay safe and hydrate for lesbian Jesus.